It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss podcast powered by Riverland Roofing and featuring Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of Rebel Grove.
Hello again, everyone. Ben Garrett here inside the Riverland Roofing Studios, New Albany branch. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. It's LSU week, and by request on the Rebel Grove on 3 message board, sign up today for just $1. Jarrell Pope, the all-time Ole Miss great, joins me to preview Ole Miss LSU, to catch up, to just see how things are going. He's my friend, and it's been a minute. Poe, how we doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Ben. How about yourself?
I am living the dream. Poe just got done. He didn't know that we were going to be doing like a face-to-face kind of call.
Yeah, you didn't tell me it was going to be live stream.
Yeah, I mean, he just got done working out, man. But I'm saying, you said you're down like 20 now. Look at you, man. You're like big 22. Gains, personal 22. Hard, yep. Dexter McCluster. That's good. What have you been
DMC,
doing?
Baby.
What have you been doing?
Just doing a bunch of cardio every morning. I get up and run. Well, walk slash run. Not totally running. About 4 to 5 miles every morning. Well, at least about 4 or 5 times a week. And then I hit the weights in the evening time. I'm just trying to clean up my diet. Got to get down, man. Don't need this weight anymore.
It's really about what you eat than how hard you work out, I've learned. And that's the hardest thing for me.
That's the hardest thing. That's the hardest thing. I love myself some catfish, so.
Mm-hmm. Man, for me, it's the sweets. Like Gracie, my oldest, just turned 13. If you want to feel old to start this thing out. She just turned 13. And she's so spoiled that my in-laws got her 2 separate cookie cakes. So when I say, Poe, that the devil was in the house for over a week.
I had to throw all the sweets out of my house, man. I'd be walking and eating Debbie cakes all day. I said, we got to get this out of here ASAP.
We went to Sam's and Emily's like, we should get a big thing of nutty bars because that'll be easy and we can give to the girls for dessert every day. And I'm thinking, yeah, but also nothing tempts your boy. I could eat nutty bars like it's nothing, like it's peanuts, bro. Like you give like 2 ain't enough. 2's just 1, right? So I'll eat 3 nutty bars if I need to, is what I'm saying, right?
Nutty bars is good, but I'm gonna tell you what gets me is them oatmeal pies. Oh my
dude,
god, you
think them double decker ones? Oh.
Oh my god.
Oh. Well, I'm glad to see that you're improving, man, that you're doing it. I'm proud of you. I love you, man. It's great to catch up with you. It's LSU week. First and foremost, your thoughts on Ole Miss football to this point. 2 undefeated teams are going to be facing off tomorrow at 2:30 on ABC. We're recording this on Friday, September 26th. Ole Miss is 4-0, 2-0 in the SEC. Quarterback situation has been fascinating to follow. Defense has come along. Offensive line improving. LSU undefeated as well. Maybe really haven't blown anybody over as far as being that preseason dominant top 5 team. The Clemson win really looks less and less impressive as they go on. First and foremost, before we jump into the matchup, what do you think about Ole Miss to this point? Because I know you've been going to games, you've been locked in. Ole Miss is life, man. So what's your impression of the Rebels so far?
Well, I think we done came a long way. I mean, since the first game, the first 2 games, I think everybody done kind of starting to find a rhythm, is what I've tried to say. We looked pretty good on defense last week. I was kind of worried against Arkansas after playing Arkansas how well that defense really was going to be. I think we need to find our identity in that second group, especially up front. They kind of young. I think we kind of falls a little bit after that, after we rolled Big Zay and all those guys. So I think we, if that second unit can come along and give us some dominant up front, I think we'll be fine, because we can't keep those guys, that first unit, out there that long, especially with the offense that everybody run these days. Everybody, it's faster than when I played, and that's a lot of spread. So those D linemen, you asking, what Zay is, 6'8", 350, 360? You asking him to stop the run and run and rush the passer, man. Hell, I get tired just watching him out there. So, you know,
like, I feel bad for him. He went down at the end of Arkansas and it had nothing to do with injury. My guy was just worn slap out.
Yeah, he was worn out. I felt it, bro. I felt for him, bro. So, you know, I think that the defense, I think they of course, they played extremely well last week. And I think that this team is doing a good job. We played complimentary football last week, and I think that's what it's going to take for us to be a great team throughout the year. I think all LSU, three phases is going to have to go ahead.
No, LSU week is always big. We talk about it. We've talked about it for years and years and years. And you have a great history with this rivalry. What's your LSU memory? When you think of LSU week, what immediately do you start thinking about in terms of your own career and just the rivalry, Ole Miss and LSU, and this series that dates back to 1894 or something crazy? This is one of the most storied rivalries Ole Miss has.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got a lot of buddies that I played with in the league: Tyson Jackson, Glenn Dorsey, Travis Daniel, Kevin Shepard, who's the defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. And I always rubbed it in their face how we need the ball on them down there in Death Valley that night in 08. I said, so I've been seeing a clip of, they were throwing a clip around, like when they kneeled the ball against us, Houston last year, when they beat us like 50-something to 10. Mm-hmm. But I tell them all, y'all forgot about 08, that we did the same dang thing to you guys in Death Valley. So that's one of my most funnest moments of them rubbing that in their face. But also going against T-Bob, you know, he always talked to trash when we play. So, I mean, we had some good battles against one another. So, I mean, it's a fun rivalry. I think it's going to be a classic game this week. I think we match up well against them. They got a really good defense. I think they haven't been tested like they're going to be tested this week. I mean, DJ Lagway, him and that Florida offense ain't really rolling like everybody projected that they would be. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, hell, he threw 5 interceptions against their defense. So, I told him, I mean, you know, it's going to be hard to beat anybody like this. So, I talked to a buddy of mine, T-Bob, and, of course, me and Bolden, we good friends. We still talk. I said, y'all got a good defense, but you ain't faced no offense like this. You ain't faced no quarterback like this that can move the chain. And I'm thinking, if we stay in manageable downs and don't get behind the chains, Lane going to put us in position to win. Like, and this quarterback right here that we got, not taking credit from Simmons, I'm just going about talking about who we got in that night. This guy can move the chains. He's scary. As a D lineman, man, these guys, right, you hate playing against these guys, because if he's on the money throwing the ball, he's deadly, because you know he can run. He's going to he's going to make plays running the ball. You ain't going to stop him. So, I mean, it's going to be, I think this weekend is definitely going to be a classical game. It's going to be one of the better ones.
Well, you mentioned the quarterback play, and obviously that's been the dominating topic of discussion in Ole Miss circles ever since Austin got hurt and then re-aggravated his ankle injury against Arkansas. And Lane said this week that Austin is his starting quarterback when he's 100%, but when he's 100% is anyone's guess. I've heard that it could very well be as early as Washington State, but also these things can tend to linger. And so far it seems as if, and I'm curious from your vantage point, because you know this better than me, of course, it feels like, or seems like from watching it, that Ole Miss has really found an identity with Trinidad, because it is the run heaviest variation that we've seen of Lane Kiffin's offense at Ole Miss, and they're running offense through him both on the ground and passing the ball, and he's not turning the ball over. And as long as he's doing that, yeah, it's hard to take him out, and he's really hard to stop. Reminds me a lot, and Lane said this, of when Lane had Blake Sims at Alabama. Maybe not the elite traits of a quarterback like an Austin Simmons, but in terms of competing and what he does really well and doing it really well, man, Trinidad Chambliss has made a tremendous first impression.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I mean, I hope, I was having this conversation with a couple of buddies of mine. I just hope it don't tear the locker room up, you know. these quarterbacks, that can be a tricky situation. Like, I mean, Simmons is a good kid. He's a good player. I mean, he was finding his identity this year. Then you got this kid that's just done bust on the scene, and he putting us in position to win. I mean, it's kind of like a, do you go back and see what Simmons can do, or do you just keep the train rolling with this kid? Because like you said, the offense is starting to get in sync with this kid. You know what I mean? Like, I think if you go back to that, if Trinidad get us past LSU and beat Washington State, I mean, how can you go back to Simmons? I don't see how you could do that. You stick with Trinidad James, and if Simmons is a good teammate with 2 years left, I mean, you're making $1 million, man. Mm. Don't get me started. I mean, I'm happy that these kids are making the money they're making, but I mean, geez, man. I mean, when we play for nothing, guys got their spot took. You had to be a good teammate and fight your way back into the starting role. Mm. I mean, if he's a hell of a teammate, then he sit the bench, get better. You got 2 more years to play. This kid only got 1 year left, and he's giving us the best chance to win. I mean, he beat LSU, and we rolling to Washington State, beat Washington. You don't, there's no way you can pull it. I mean, but don't let me get to talking too much. I don't want to be the bad guy because I'm with whatever, but I will stick with Trinidad Chambers.
Ole Miss fans, can you feel the football frenzy? Weeks now into the college football season, the NFL has started up too, and there's only one place to make picks and win money all season long. Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Ole Miss currently features the SEC's leading rusher and receiver. Next up for the Rebels is Arkansas. Will Kewon Lacy again find the end zone? Will Harrison Wallace go over 100 yards receiving? All-time Ole Miss great DK Metcalf and the Pittsburgh Steelers host the Seattle Seahawks this weekend. Will DK go higher or lower his projected 12.55 fantasy points? I think that's an easy hire. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, see, I'm with you in terms of there's the deference that some want to talk about, right? Like, well, you can't lose your job because of injury, or it's not fair to Austin Simmons. The only thing that matters, and you brought it up, it's a part of it now. It's a part of the conversation, the money considerations. This is big business, and quite frankly, for everyone, at the end of the day, it's about wins and losses. I agree with you. Trinidad Chambliss is winning. It's damn near impossible to pull him out, but I think Brett Norsworthy, my buddy Stats, who works for the Ole Miss Radio Network, on a recent interview with Rebel Grove contributor Brad Logan, rebelgrove.com, sign up today for just $1 on three. He mentioned how, like you're saying here with Trinidad and the Austin Simmons situation, trust Lane Kiffin, because you can pick apart certain things about Lane Kiffin at times, but in terms of quarterbacks and evaluation and the decisions he makes, that man is pretty, he's pretty much second to none. And right now he's made the right calls. And Austin has done, it's not about Austin. That's what I've been trying to say to people. It's not about what Austin isn't doing or where he's been or what he's done. It's about what Trinidad Chambliss is doing now. So when you consider all of those things, you're right, man. It's just let the best man win, because you're making business decisions for the best interest of Ole Miss, and if the best interest of Ole Miss is Trinidad is winning you games and you're fighting for a college football playoff berth, I don't know how you do it either, Poe. I don't know how you do it either. But you mentioned
Go ahead.
No, you mentioned the locker room piece, and it's I don't like I think that they've handled that really well, but also I think there's been a change in that culture as well too, because they all know what they're here for, right?
Right. Yeah. And and like you said, I trust Lane. He's going to put us in the best position to win, but I mean, this kid is special. I like it, man. The way he's able to move the change, it's going to be hard. If you beat the LSU, you go into Washington, it's going to be impossible to pull him against a Georgia. If Simmons not ready until Georgia, I think you keep it the same. If not, you just rotate both of them. At worst, you rotate them.
Yeah, and we'll see how it works out. I don't think Austin will be appearing at all. He'll dress. He's not on the injury report for LSU. Probably dress and warm up like he did all during last week. But really, this doesn't become a conversation, I don't think, until Washington State, because Ole Miss has a bye week next week. You brought up 2008 Ole Miss. I was asked, or there was a thread started on Rebel Grove this week about favorite LSU game memory. I brought up Andrew Ritter's walk-off in 2013, which I loved, but partial to me, and you brought it up, was 2008. And, not to go too far down memory lane, but that was a special, special team. And that game for that year specifically, when I say it was a clinical beatdown of LSU at their place, and it seemed like Ole Miss, after all the struggles to get wins, notable wins and all that kind of stuff with Edo, first year under Houston, that win specifically, Arkansas, going back to Arkansas and getting that win was huge. But it was like an announcement that, Ole Miss is back, right? Did it feel that way for you guys? Because Jevin was, God rest his soul, was dropping dimes. Mike Wallace was getting behind coverage, and that defense was smothering that day. That is one of my that's my LSU game of games. I love that game because that's y'all. You know what I mean? It was different, bro.
Dropping dimes on Patrick Peterson. On Patrick Peterson. That was a hell of a defense. Tyson Jackson, Kevin Shepard, all those guys who went on to play a long time in the NFL. Like, we dominated them. I think that year right there was the year that, we was coming off a 3-9 season the year before that, when Houston rolled in. I think that 2008 team has kind of like turned it around. Of course, we done had a couple of seasons, couple of bad seasons, about two or three bad seasons since. From 2008 to today, I think we had about three bad seasons. But that 2008 is what really turned it around. I mean, we had, two or three seasons bad before then. And that was a special team. I mean, Houston had us rolling, had us believing, man. Well, we beat Florida that year. We beat LA, went down there and dominated LSU. That team right there was really special. And I credit that team. We like to credit that team for turning Ole Miss football around from the two, three previous years we had before then. But that was a special team and a special win.
Absolutely. It looked like how an Ole Miss LSU game is supposed to look. Ole Miss is playing in the Powder Blues tomorrow. Y'all are wearing red in Death Valley. And, buddy, when I say it just looked like it's supposed to, it looked like it's supposed to. And you'll absolutely beat those dudes down. That defensive line that year was special, too. It wasn't just you. It was 40. It was deep. Marcus. It was so deep.
Ray Hardy, Jerry, I kept it.
Yeah. So – The second most dominant defensive line compared to last year, right? Those two defensive lines, those are the ones that have the case to make against each other. This defensive line is getting in the backfield and getting quarterback pressures, but sacks in the bottom half of the SEC and sacks, they're just not getting home. That's something that y'all kind of had to learn, right? Like, when y'all were coming together, this is a new look group, like you mentioned, even the transfers. But when it comes to, as far as, I don't want to get too in the weeds about defensive line play, but getting close and finally getting home and that becoming consistent part of your game, what's that like as developmentally a defensive lineman, right? Because
they can't get discouraged. They just got to continue to take what coach giving them, go out there and apply it to the field. It's going to happen. I mean, it's kind of like getting in sync. Once you're able to get that first sack, it'll start. You'll start rolling. I mean, like you said, they getting there. They just ain't getting home. I think they probably need – they know where I've seen them run some games. I would like to see them run some games a little bit better. But, I mean, this – like I said, man, this offense that everybody run these days, Man, it's kind of hard, man. I mean, them guys be out there 7-8 plays, and then you got it. They were run their office out there on limb personnel, and you actually get to run a game out there. I've been out here 7 plays, man. That is extremely hard. I mean, they throwing the best that they could do. I mean, but they're gonna start to get home.
Yeah, and I think the group, the upside of the group is a great, and I know Pete Golden is very confident in them. It's just this is kind of what happens, right? The growing pains of a new group replacing so much, and you can love the talent, but the production will follow at like at its own time as those guys kind of get their feet underneath them. It's LSU week. This is Jarrell Poe, all-time Ole Miss great, one of my favorite people just in general. And I've got to ask you, have you texted Ed O this week at all?
I haven't. I'm gonna hit him up today.
I'm
I've been
saying.
super busy. Yeah, I've been talking noise to Tyson. I text Glenn, Marlon. I've been going at KB head every day. We actually been when I was on my walk this morning, I was going back and forth with him and our little private group chat that we got with some buddies. We all giving him hell. I'm gonna text Ed. I call him and check up on him, and I'm gonna hit all my buddies up. And by the way, too, those boys hated playing against us. Tyson and Glenn, like Tyson, when I was in the league, Tyson and Glenn used to always tell us, man, we hated playing against y'all because we knew, man, y'all was going to throw everything at us. We hated playing against y'all. But
Thank you. We hate that. We hate playing against you too.
we hate y'all too.
Yeah, thank you. Agreed. Well, it's funny
What's your
because
prediction?
see,
What's
I
your
have
prediction?
I put like I predicted in the preseason that Ole Miss was going to lose this game. So nothing has dramatically changed for me to come off of that. But I am more bullish on Ole
Man.
Miss. But hold on, I'm getting there. I am more bullish today than I've ever been that Ole Miss could win and will win this game because of actually getting to see the teams play. If I were picking this week and only this week based off of what I saw, I would pick in a pick'em the home team who doesn't turn the ball over with Trinidad Chambliss to win the game, which is what I said on Monday. But for my prediction column, I just said, well, dead gum, man. Like everybody else is picking Ole Miss on my site. I gotta be fair to it. I picked this one to lose in the preseason, but I like picked 39, 30 to 29 is the loss. I think Ole Miss wins this game. I really do. But I think it's a testament more than anything to how far, like how Ole Miss has really come together with all of this new and gotten to this contention place that, yes, everybody should feel bullish that Ole Miss can and potentially will beat LSU because not only LSU is one of the most talented teams in America, but like I said, there's nothing that they've done so far that makes you think, oh, they're leaps and bounds better than Ole Miss. And
Right.
Ole Miss looks like a legitimate college football playoff contender, and they're not turning the ball over. I think Ole Miss wins, but in the pick column, don't shame me. Don't shame me. I picked them to lose by one. Don't shame me. Where you at,
Well,
Ole Miss?
I got us winning. I think we're gonna have to play, like you said, we're gonna have to play a great game. We can't turn the ball over. I think if we play complimentary football, if our defense can find us a way to get us a big turnover, because the offensive line is not good. They're not good up front. We not as good deep depth wise on our defense. But I think if our first team defense can get us something, or any defense, first, second, it don't matter. If our defense can find a way to get us something against their offense, I think we'll cancel out on our offense and their defense. They got a pretty solid defense. We got a good offense. I think that we'll find a way to get us something. We just need our defense or our special team to put our offense in a good position to score. And I think we'll beat them. I predicted to be, I ain't taking the over with like Lane said. I'm going
No.
with it. I'm taking the under. I got Ole Miss winning 35 to 30.
35 to 30. All right, now
I
make
mean,
that
not 35 to 25, 20. I mean, I'm sorry. At
25, 20.
first,
All right,
yeah, we
here we
had,
go. So
I
give
had
that
it all.
exact
I'm
same
sorry.
prediction. Give that exact same prediction, but in your Ed O voice. Say, I'm better than that.
You got me doing it.
It's LSU week. Come on. It's been requested. Say, I'm
Hey,
bigger
Big
than
Daddy.
Tiger.
Hey,
You know.
he said, Big Daddy. He said, Big Daddy, you going in the game? No, I ain't gonna make it, coach. Oh, man, cheers. Oh, you serious? You go up to the You got to get some of that catfish. Come on, now. I have Miss Kelly make you a corn pie.
Oh, he's living his best life right now, too, man. You see
he
him pop up
is.
all
He
over the place
is.
on social media, man. He won a national championship at LSU. Still to this day, One of the craziest stories in the world. And regardless of what the results were on the field, as far as recruiting talent, he changed the game at Ole Miss, including bringing Jarrell Poe here and became an all-time Ole Miss great to Jarrell Poe. This has been Talk of Champions with my friend Jarrell Poe. Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. You are the best. Are you coming into town this weekend for it?
I'm not going to make it. I'm out in Cali working. I'll be October 11th, so I'm going to make the Florida and South Carolina game. And then I'm going to Egg Bowl, of course.
Oh, of course. Okay, so we need to do, like, a live from the Grove get-together podcast family reunion for one of these games.
Let's do it. I'll be there, because South Carolina and Florida.
I'm saying, because, folks, Jarrell Poe can cook better than anybody. And, yes, he's taking care of himself, but he can still cook his stuff for you. And I'm just saying, there's an opportunity here, Poe. I got the wheels spinning now to where we might have to get a get together. I'm saying,
let's do it. Are you down? You do it. Let's do it. I'm down. Yeah, I love a good time.
Don't tease me with a good time, Jarrell Poe. Thank you for joining me, my friend.
Appreciate it. Howdy, tidy, boss.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.